This is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Graduate students at Columbia University went on strike on Tuesday to demand that the university recognize and negotiate with their union. Meanwhile, teaching and research assistants at Harvard University have become one of the most recent and one of the largest student groups to vote to form their own union. One of the most interesting things about the whole graduate student unionization movement in recent years is just which union they're choosing to join. The United Auto Workers. So what's the connection? Julie Kushner is director of UAW Region 9A that covers all of the Northeast. She joins me now. Julie, welcome to Living Lab Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
UAW represents at this point, what, about 70,000 academic workers?
That's correct. We have the most significant number of graduate workers of any union in the U.S. And largely that's because we've been at this for a long time. We've been organizing graduate workers back in the 1990s, and there's momentum now, and it's greater than ever.
Why is that momentum so much greater now? I mean, the things that graduate students are asking for are things like fair pay. And I should say, actually, it's not only graduate students. It's also in some cases, like at Harvard, undergraduates. But they're asking for fair pay for their teaching and research duties. They're asking for a safe and respectful workplace, for, health insurance benefits. Have the conditions changed and deteriorated in such a way that those used to be a given and they're not anymore? Or have our expectations for students changed in recent years?
I think just the cost of living is so out the window now that most people really find that they can't make ends meet. And that goes for graduate workers the same as any worker. And so clearly, some of these issues that you named, like, you know, getting paid enough and having good health care, these are very, very important to people. But I also think there's momentum around the idea of having rights on the job. And that's not just some esoteric ideological viewpoint. It translates into real ways to solve problems when you encounter problems in your workplace. And that's particularly true at universities. We have, you know, I think probably the most prominent issue today for many of our members is solving problems around sexual harassment. And it's something that people are much more aware of today than they were a decade ago. We know that, for instance, from studies that have been done by the American Association of Universities, that 44% of female graduate students report being sexual harassed during their graduate programs. And so this is a huge issue, and it's a growing concern. And what's terrific, if there's anything terrific about this situation, is that people are finding that through their unions, they can resolve these problems. They can take them on head on, have an advocate, and solve the problem.
But as we're seeing at Columbia University, that's not always a smooth road. Columbia is not choosing to engage with this union. And in fact, there have been legal challenges and a legal back and forth about whether or not students even have the right to be unionized. The university's kind of making the point that these are students. They're here to get a degree. The teaching and the research that they're doing is part of their education. And science is, in many ways, essentially an apprenticeship system. And then the students, on the other hand, say, well, yes, but we're the labor force for scientific research, so we should be treated as employees. I mean, it brings up a much larger question about the line between education and employment.
I think that clearly universities have for a long time tried to argue that they're somehow exempt from certain labor laws, and this isn't unique to graduate workers. They argued that secretaries were exempt back in the 1970s. And so they've always tried to separate themselves from other workplaces. And, you know, I cherish our academic institutions in the United States, as do all the graduate students we represent. But the bottom line is they are workplaces as well as educational institutions. And the fact is that in our public institutions, there's more than 60 campuses that have been unionized, and some of them for decades and decades. I think that I'd also like to point out that apprenticeships in other industries, which exist, you know, in many industries, those apprentices have also been allowed to be part of the union in a given workplace. So it's a bogus argument. And you know, I think it comes back to the university just wanting to maintain control over their employee groups. universities are special in many ways, but they're not unique.
We've been talking about the effect of UAW taking on graduate student unions for those grad, you know, what are the effects for those graduate students and for the universities? But I wonder if we flip that equation and look at what this means for UAW. I mean, at this point, something like 15 or more percent of active members in the United Auto Workers Union is actually academic workers, graduate students, not auto workers. And UAW has taken on things like being a sponsor of the March for Science. Is there a dilution of UAW's focus or power on the auto industry or any, you know, negative impact to the more traditional members of this national union?
You know, I don't look at it that way. Our union has a long history of always wanting to be taking on the next frontier of organizing and representing workers, and that dates back to the days of Walter Reuther. And in fact, we have been organizing in college campuses. You know, I personally was involved in organizing the secretaries at Columbia University in the 1980s, and that then was considered a new frontier. So I don't think there's any negatives for the UAW. And I think for the new union members, they're looking for a strong union that has an established track record at the bargaining table. And so that makes the UAW very appealing. I also think, you know, we're a union with a history of progressive politics, so that, you know, we have looked beyond just the workplace to what can we do legislatively to defend our members and our communities. And, you know, that's a very good example, like participating in the March on Science. That's been, you know, critically important to our members. And so we know that's someplace that we need to be. And having that voice of not just academic members, but having the ability to bring to the movement support from other kinds of workers, including auto workers, just makes it a stronger voice and a more powerful movement.
Do you see in the growth that UAW is seeing in academic members some sign of a breakdown in the traditional divide between blue collar, and I hesitate to call scientists white collars, but I guess lab coats have white collars, right? Is there a breakdown in some of those traditional labor divides, ivory tower, factory floor? You know, are we seeing these somehow come together?
Absolutely.
As our society becomes more broadly technology and science based?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's terrific because when we have conferences, we have our academic workers there, and we have the guys who work fixing cars in New York City there. We have the guys who are making nuclear submarines, electric boat there. And what's amazing is they all understand each other's issues much better. And of course, many of the issues they didn't realize until they start talking to each other, they share the same issues when it comes to, you know, having good health care or having, you know, good conditions at your job. Everybody gets that, but they don't realize it until that moment when they're, you know, in a conference together or socializing together at a conference. It's an eye-opener, and it's great for me when I hear, you know, the guys from Electric Boat cheer on the Yukon workers, you know, that are right down the road when they're negotiating their contract. And it just definitely breaks down any idea that there are differences and brings people together in a very positive way.
Julie Kushner is the Northeast Regional Director of the United Auto Workers Union. Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.